the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Trina O'Connor is a criminologist. And Trina, I think it's fair to say that there have always been people who have carried knives to use as a weapon. But are there more people now, would seem, carrying knives and prepared to use them?
Yeah, how you doing, Matt? I think what we're seeing, actually, some of the stats bear this out. We are seeing an increase in offences involving weapons. So people may be carrying weapons, not just knives. They may carry screwdrivers, hammers, all of these kind of things are being carried now in some of the areas around the country. And it's not just in Dublin. So we are seeing an increase in that. And then they're prepared to use them, which is even more disturbing. When I speak to young people that I work with and ask them why they carry a weapon, many of them will say to me that they don't feel safe within their neighbourhood, so they carry it as a way to keep themselves safe.
But does it keep them safe, Trina?
No, it really doesn't. What often happens is they may get involved in a fight and the weapon may be taken off them and used on them by the person who takes it off them. And we've seen some very tragic results of these kind of arguments that happen. But a lot of this is underreported, Matt. So a lot of this happens within communities, not just in the city centre. Some of our most deprived communities, you will see a lot of this street justice happening, and you'll see people being wounded, and they won't call the police for fear of being called a rat, for example, and to make their life even more difficult within their neighbourhood. So we are seeing an increase in people carrying, and we are seeing an increase in people using weapons, but we're also seeing an increase of confiscations on Garda Síochána. So it is a troubling uptick in violence that we're seeing within our community. And the primary factor of, you know, in criminality is an individual choice. But there are some other factors that are like risk factors that we see that we've identified through the research that would, I suppose, increase the likelihood of engaging in crime, either as a young person or in later life. And the kind of things we've identified through, you know, all of this research that's been done over the last couple of decades, things like disorganised communities or a disorganised society, deprivation, family issues like ACEs I've spoken to you before about, issues with alcohol, issues with addiction, mental health issues, academic issues, all of these social economic problems can be risk factors for people to get involved in violent crime, for example.
How can it be combated?
So I suppose we need to, what I would say is we need to be less reactive in our responses to some of what I would describe as the failed social policies that we have, that we've had over the last decade or so since austerity. A lot of funding was taken out of social programmes like community grassroots organisations. They still haven't received the funding back up to the level that they were at before austerity. And I think we very often see pilot after pilot, which is always good. Let's do pilots and let's see what works. But there's no longevity in that approach. And that's the risk, I suppose. When you start a pilot program, if it's making an impact, then it might drive down the criminality that you have within that area. And then the funding is pulled. And then once the funding is pulled, well, then that criminality sometimes can increase again. So we need to have more joint up thinking in terms of doing funding for programs that work over a longer period of time, not just over the time of a government. It needs to be over a decade or more.
Okay, and what about a greater Garda presence on the streets?
Yeah, I was listening to some commentary over the weekend and I heard a lot of people saying we can't have Gardaí on every corner. And yeah, absolutely, I think everybody would agree with that. But we do need to be looking at high traffic areas or hotspots for antisocial behaviour and where alcohol or indeed drugs are issues. So I think we do need to have Gardaí on the corner of all of them places. And I think risk assessments need to be done around certain areas of the city. And that's where Gardaí should be, because you go to other European capitals and there is Gardaí on almost every corner in the high traffic areas. And I think that would provide a level of assurance for people who are either socialising in that area or shopping in that area. Like recently I was lecturing just before Christmas and one of my students was mugged just off Grafton Street in a very high traffic area in broad daylight. So we are seeing a lot of these areas are targeted by people who are there to commit a criminal act. So we need to have high visibility policing in them areas.
Okay, what are we bringing Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town. In, how realistic is it to expect to have a Garda presence at 3 a.m. in Dublin City Centre? Or should it be that it has to happen if you have a known venue open, one of the few nightclubs that might be open at that time of night?
Yeah, like obviously what happened over the weekend was tragic and shocking. You know, we've had 2 weekends when we have had knife crime before that. Being honest, it wasn't something that was very on our radar. Wasn't something that we were hearing a lot of. So it is obviously a real concern. I think, look, you know, we need to start focusing on the solutions, and I think a lot of the solutions are for Dublin's problems, and particularly the perceptions of safety are in the Taoiseach's task force report. That does include a recommendation for an additional 1,000 Gardaí to bring us up to the kind of European averages. I'd love to see that happening. Obviously, one has to be realistic in terms of the time it would take to recruit, etc. But I do think that a lot of the solutions for, you know, why people don't feel as safe as we would like them to feel in the city are included in the Taoiseach's task force report. And certainly our feeling at this stage is that, you know, that should be implemented in full.
Until such time as it is, if it is, do you think a lot of people are going to avoid Dublin City Centre, believing it being unsafe?
Well, look, certainly it doesn't. You know, it's a concern when you have an instance like we had at the weekend. We do know from our surveys that people not feeling safe and not feeling comfortable in the city is the primary reason why they choose not to visit us. So, I think something as shocking as what happened over the weekend is certainly going to feed into that. There's, you know, and we need to be realistic about it. I suppose, you know, from our perspective, we have to keep doing the best we can. And as I say, I do think the solutions are there to be implemented, and I suppose it's for us to continue to lobby to make sure that the task force report is implemented. It is included in the programme for government. It's something that we're very happy to see being included in the programme for government, but we do need to see it being implemented at this point.
Okay, Trina O'Connor, do you think that the ideas brought forward in that task force last year would be sufficient to make Dublin City Centre a safer place?
Absolutely. I mean, but the thing about this is, Matt, I've been around a long time and I've seen report after report after report. And the issue that I have is we come up with all of these solutions. We actually know what the answers to these issues are. Therefore, we can't prevent them. And that needs to be the key strategy, I think, in crime prevention, is to get in there early in an intervention piece and then continue the momentum of that intervention so that another cycle doesn't begin again. Absolutely, I think there's about 10 main points in that report, and every one of them would go some way to preventing crime in the city centre. But that needs to be rolled out, you know, yesterday. And I've been involved in lots of these reports over the years, and the same answers come up all the time to the problems, the same solutions come up, but we need to commit long term to these solutions, not just every 4 or 5 years and then something changes.
Trina O'Connor, criminologist, Richard Guiney, Chief Executive of Dublin Town, thank you.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.